Part 3 and Chapter 30. Post-Constitutional Conventions. America expanded and matured in the ensuing centuries after 1787. As states were added to the Union, the thread running through the conventions reflects her growing pains and the two key ingredients for easing that pain: Congress and the people and their states. Article 5 confirmed that we were not perfect and that periodic adjustments were required to be made to the Constitution. Hence, Congress took the lead and proposed many amendments, and the states agreed to 27 over the next 2+ centuries. The states still believed that conventions were an important element in getting us to the Constitution. However, after that event, their frequency decreased. After all, the Constitution and Bill of Rights were working. Quite an improvement over the Articles of the Articles of Confederation. The convention process had not been forgotten, even as new problems emerged. The following notable conventions reflect the changing national themes or moods beginning in 1814 and running right through 2017. Chapter 30, 1814, Hartford, Connecticut. Title: The 1814 Hartford Convention. The War of 1812 with Britain had been opposed by groups of Federalists in the New England states. They felt they were absorbing the lion's share of the cost and not getting much in the way of U.S. protection from the large and intimidating English Navy. They felt that new states joining the Union, particularly southern states, were destabilizing New England's economy. They also believed there should be limits to the president's aggressive nature of calling for war and Congress's inability to fairly fund the war. Call and subject. The Massachusetts legislature sent a letter to all the states on October 17, 1814. The subject was to propose amendments to the Constitution for the purpose of regional safety and for their military defense. Date and location. They met beginning December 15, 1814 to January 5, 1815 at Hartford, Connecticut. Attendance: 5 states sent, 26 commissioners. Massachusetts 12, Connecticut 7, Rhode Island 4, New Hampshire 2, Vermont 1. The convention voted George Cabot of Massachusetts president and Theodore Dwight secretary, a non-delegate. Convention protocol. The call was for a national gathering, but turned out to be regional. Each state used their own method for selecting delegates. The convention elected their president and non-delegate secretary. The convention agreed to keep the proceedings secret. The convention appointed its own committees. The commissioners wrote their own rules. The convention used one state, one vote as the method of suffrage. Unusual occurrences. The two delegates from New Hampshire were not chosen in the traditional manner. A convention of towns in two different counties selected their delegates. The Hartford Convention voted to accept them as regular commissioners, even though New Hampshire's legislature hadn't sanctioned them. The single delegate from Vermont was also selected by county residents and arrived late, but received an acceptance vote from the delegates. The topic of secession, not in the original call, was brought up during the convention. Conclusions. New England opposed the war because they didn't believe the national government was acting in good faith to resolve their particular needs. They called a convention to rectify their issues and proposed 7 amendments in the process. It was all to no avail, as the Ghent Peace Treaty came shortly before they retired the convention, and further pursuit of the amendments withered for lack of interest. The Hartford Convention was successful, as it used the operational protocol of previous conventions. Because of irregularities in those protocols, however, it is debatable whether this convention met the criteria for an Article 5 convention.